Do you know Mr. William?
Dewey.
Yeah, Dewey.
Yeah.
Dewey.
And a many a cow to feed.
Yeah. I talked to him. Well, yeah, I talked to him once while I was down here.
Yeah. Dewey was a good fella. He called me and said, Elmer, I need a 40-ton car, a 50-ton car, cottonseed meal.
I need a 40-ton car.
Had it back in the wartime when it was hard to do. But I had a connection.
Hard to do.
I had a connection. And it was for feed purposes. You could buy it for feed purposes. You couldn't buy it for fertilizer purposes.
Buy it
at all, you know.
For
feed purposes.
Fertilizer.
All right, I sold Dewey many a carload of cotton.
All right, I sold Dewey.
And I didn't have to wait on Dewey. And that car was spotted down there. Fighting.
That car was spotted.
Check was in the next mail.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way to do business.
That was good business. And I enjoyed doing business with Wilton Dewey.
What other kinds of vegetables did you grow on your farm? Did you ever grow any of those vegetables make you cry? Kind of white vegetables?
White?
It would make you cry.
Yeah, I mean, you cut into them, I got that.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about onions?
Uh-huh.
Onions?
Uh-huh. Yes. This year was the first year that I didn't grow onions.
This year? First.
Never grow very many of them, just a few rows.
Never grow very many
of them, but I had a brother that grew that big, sweet Texas Dano, number 32. And there's sweet onion. That's a sweet onion. And I had a brother that worked at the phosphate mine over here that retired 2 years ago, and another one that worked in the railroad yard.
Retired
46 years and 3 months, one of them did. Another one going to retire in December from the Coastline Railroad. And them boys would sell those onions for me just as fast as I could get them up and get them ready for 25 cents a pound.
Wow.
They'd bring me the orders. And I'd get right on the back end of my horse yonder, and I'd weigh them up, anywhere from 2 to 15 pounds.
Two?
To the little bag, you know. And carry them over there to them. They'd take them out the railroad shop the next morning, bring me the money.
Wow, that's great. Did you ever grind those tomatoes, the small tomatoes?
Those little bitty ones, oh yes. I don't fool with those very much. That's,
is there a name for those kind?
Well, it's what we call the plum tomato.
Plum tomato?
Yeah, the little bitty round red plum fellas, you know. Look like plum.
Yeah, the little bitty round red.
I see some in the market down here now.
Like plum.
Along.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones I grow is at Homestead 24.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they all have a number?
Most of them do. Mm-hmm. I'm not too well acquainted with the seed business now. I've been out of it going on 12 years
well
now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that is the tomato that I try to plant all the time is a homestead now. And I stake my tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
All staked and tied up.
Yeah.
The tomatoes never hit the ground, you know.
They
never touch the ground at all.
Ground.
And my cucumbers, I have a row of cucumbers about as long as from here to that tree right there. But I staked them. Got a piece of wire netting, 36-inch wire netting. I stretched my
wire.
I set three posts in there, and I stretched a wire on top of it from down there, post to post, you know. And then I hang this wire netting on there and train that vine on there, and then cucumbers hang right just down like that, as pretty as you ever seen.
Yeah.
Green, just as green as they can be.
Wow, great.